Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamiko, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you this morning?
Well, I sure hope that you can. I have a situation where they were supposed to have refunded my money, and they did part of it, but they didn't refund all of it. So I was wanting to see if you can check out and find out why they haven't refunded the other part. There was a
Okay.
couple of different charges that was made.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
74864.
And your first and last name?
Doris Ventress. There's Callie.
Okay, you said 74864.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't pull you up by that zip code. Let me try to see if I can pull you up by your first and last name.
Okay.
Doris, Doris.
Yes.
Okay, and could you spell your last name for me?
Yes, V as in Victor, Entris.
V as in Victor, Entris.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, I pulled you up that way.
Okay.
Let's see. It seemed like you already talked to someone about this account.
Yes, I did. Her name was Victoria. And
okay.
She immediately made refunds, but she only refunded the card I used was ending in 2917. And she only made a $39.99 refund, and that was on some kind of consumer great jewelry thing. But she didn't refund the $67.32 for the amazing electronic mat.
Okay, let's see. Can you verify your address for me while your account loading?
Sure can. 106290. South 3490 Road, Prague, Oklahoma, 74864.
Okay. It seems like, you had the account canceled, and it seemed like they fully refund you.
But they did.
39. I'm trying to see. Yeah, they said that they fully refund you $39.99 on December the 6th, and it takes 35 business days.
Yeah, they refund, but they didn't refund the $67.32.
Oh, okay. So you calling about the $67.32?
Yeah, they did not refund that on that same account.
Oh, wait a minute now. Let's see. It seems like. Order refunded by every sponsor. Oh, because she's in charge of that status. It seems like.
I'll be right back.
Let me see.
You get a bigger kiss from me than I gave her.
That's because she deserves it. You deserve big kisses.
I don't do that.
I think they want outside.
You need your dog wants something to eat.
I said, I think they might want to go outside. They've got food over there.
He thinks they might want to go outside. You want me to fix your food?
Okay. It seems like you had talked to somebody. Okay, it seemed like you had already talked to somebody on the 6th, but then they said you talked to somebody. I guess you talked to somebody with your bank. Yet I don't know if you had your bank on the line or your bank called or however.
Right.
On the 7th.
put them on the line, and they spoke with Victoria.
Yeah. And they said a man for refund.
Can you not hear me? Are you listening to me?
I'm reading at the same time. Go ahead.
Okay. Because she was started the refunds, and they were immediate, except she did not get this one, 6732. She refunded everything else but the 6732, and it has not, you know, been refunded yet. And I'm trying to not have to go back and dispute with the bank and go through all that again. But so that's why I called back to see if you can get that refunded.
Okay. So was they supposed to, when you talked to the bank and got, when you talk to the bank, or when you and the representative talk to the bank, on that day, did they mention that they was gonna fully refund you the $39.99 and the $67.32?
Yes, ma'am. She told me that she would refund everything, and she also told the bank member the same thing. He's the one that handles the fraud situation or any charges that you feel are not legit, which I did not make those charges. And she knew that I didn't make those charges, and she immediately went to refunding them. She did not refund the 6732. And she told me and the person at the bank that she would refund all charges. She refunded $39.99 on the account with a card ending in 2917. But she did not refund the $8.25 or the $39.99. And there was another account that was under Michael Ventris, and she refunded the $67.32, the $29.99, and the $8.25 on that account. So that account she took care of completely. But the other account under Doris Ventris, she did not take care of the $67.32 or the $8.25.
Oh, the $8.25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're calling about the $8.25 too, right along with the six.
Yes.
Okay, the $8.25, you will, let me pull this up because there's somebody, since she... Okay, the $8.25 was a valid charge, and it was for shipping handling to receive the drone. So that won't be.
I don't
be...
care about that one. I want the 6732 refund.
Okay, you just said that you wanted the $8.25 back and the $67.32.
Right.
So when
but
I went,
funded
went...
it on the other one.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which one you trying to get refunded on, because you just told me two prices.
Because on the other account, she refunded the $8.25 along with the $29.99 and the $67.32. On this account, the only thing she refunded was $39.99. She did not refund the $8.25 or the $67.32.
So you got two accounts.
The 6732 on the account with the card number 2917 is the only one that I am concerned with. I want that to be refunded.
Okay, bear with me one second, ma'am. Let me get my supervisor over here, because I'm getting kind of confused because I see where
that's fine. Just get your supervisor. That would be
great. I sure will. Hold on one second.
Ashley said she's gonna pull in, but she's gonna have to come back to see her because she was almost here, but she got a phone call for an emergency.
Oh, okay.
Admin.
Oh, okay.
So she'll be back later. I don't know what time, but I'll find out.
Okay. I like your earring.
Thank you. Walmart.
I was like, I'm
trying to
no.
Are they heavy?
No.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually like super light. I thought they were like in the package they feel heavy.
Yeah.
They don't feel heavy like
on your ears. That's good. Okay, I told you she was coming to give you a fan. Oh, raise your feet up, please. Put your feet on these. So she, we don't want you having to drag them. Okay, there you go.
She
I know, she doesn't like them. Up there for some reason.
I'll wash the hair on
Friday. Oh, okay.
I've been trying to do it on Friday. That way it's like...
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. Right. And I'll once I ever get an appointment, whenever she's ready for it to be set again, I'll let you know what day it is. Yet, tell her not to worry about it. Just get here once she can. She'll be here. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, they wouldn't care to pull in anyway.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
come on, pull in, but I don't feel like
I'm
back.
So
where is Joseph work?
With present.
Oh, that's right. You tell me that. There she is. She's going to pull in and turn around and go back. Oh, she's going to go ahead and come in?
I don't know. I told her visit isn't a long one, and she wants to...
He's getting it, Samson. Hey, getting it. Just a minute. She's fine. Come on in.
Who's that?
It's Ashley.
She went right
back that way. She, back there at the back room. Oh, rotten dogs. Oh, rotten dogs. Yeah. Goodness, come on. Let's get this took care of. Not that hard of a thing to do. Get your tongue back in your mouth, old man. Goodness. Your tongue, it's a good thing you don't have.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm waiting on her to respond to this one. About the $67.32. Because it's stating here in my system that it's been refund it. And then it seems like it's, I'm trying to make sure if it's not coming to mail, because it seems like they sent it mails that it's coming through in a check form to.
Well, why would they send that one thing in a check form?
Account link, please.
They refunded everything else. That makes no sense.
Because it showed an error when they tried. I guess, I don't know, the particular day, you probably called them the day trying to get the refund. Usually when they try to, when you try to, it seemed like this happened on December the 5th. And if you try to get a refund and they took it out on that day and it's in pending status, it's going to give an error. And when it give an error, we have to submit it to our supervisor. And once our supervisor review it and everything, and if it still won't go through immediately to your bank, that way they'll automatically send a check out to you. So that's what I got her looking into now.
Okay.
So if you just bear with me 1 second, I'm trying to get this taken care of as quick as possible, too.
Okay. I'll get him up. You're fine, honey. Go do what you got to do. Okay, because, it just makes no sense to me that she refunded everything else and left that one thing out.
See, the other one was on a different day. And then when you called about...
No, ma'am. It was on the exact same day when she started making all those refunds. She just did not refund that one item. She and it was for everything. She refunded the $39.99 on that account on the same day that she refunded the $29.99 and the $67.32 and the $8.25 on my husband's account. The $39.99, that all went out the same day. They all got refunded except that one $67.32 on my account.
All right, I'll ask her about what time.
Use no water. Are you getting a pending error, or is that what you're getting on your end for that amount on my account?
No, I'm saying on that particular day, it might have went, if it hit his, it's like, they probably, let me try to explain to you, okay, when she refunded you $39.99, okay, that went through, okay, when she tried to do the $67.32, when she tried to redo that one, by she's trying to process the $39.99, it is colliding together. In other words, she was trying to, when she tried to do that, by is not finishing the other one and to finishing the $39.99, so it gave an error. So it's other steps she would have to do in order for that one to go through.
Yeah, because it shows the $67.32 on his account refunded or returned was December 7th. The $8.25 was December 7th. The $29.99 was December 8th. $39.99
it came up back December 67 on my account.
Okay, so let's see. I'm trying to go back to the page where she, okay, here it is. I'm trying to place the account number. She can, so my supervisor can explain it a little bit more. I think it's coming in a check. That's what I'm thinking, because I've seen that before. And yeah, I've seen that before. So I think it's coming in a check. So, but she just told me to send it over to her, everything. Okay. Alrighty, ma'am. I sent this over to my supervisor. She's
Did you ask her to give me a call and let me know what's going on?
Yes, I gave her your phone number, your email address, okay. And your telephone number 456-13-2928.
Yes.
She will call you once she get through reviewing your account and explaining what happened and that. I'm pretty sure it's gonna probably be a check that's been issued. Because of the I'm pretty sure, because I've seen that before in this, and I think they sent that into a check form for some reason. I don't know why, but
okay, she will give.
But
me
that
a
was to another guy, but she's gonna give you a call about this account.
All right. Well,
so I just submitted everything, so she should be calling you shortly. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. You have a great day and happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.